I probably don't have to tell you this, but 2020 has been quite a year. And although many communities and individuals continue to struggle with challenges caused or exacerbated by the COVID-19 pandemic, the latest VPR Vermont PBS poll finds that Vermonters are largely hopeful about what's to come. VPR's Anna Van Dyne reports.
A VPR Vermont PBS poll conducted last year found that a majority of Vermonters, about two-thirds of respondents, felt somewhat or very optimistic about the future of their community. A year later, the same holds true. A poll conducted earlier this month found 65% of respondents to be somewhat or very optimistic. The executive director of the Vermont Council on Rural Development, Paul Costello, spoke to VPR after last year's poll. When he heard that the same question got near identical results a year later, he was stunned.
Wow. I think that's fascinating.
Costello was appointed to lead the Local Solutions and Community Action Committee, part of Governor Scott's COVID Recovery Task Force. Costello says right now, there's a lot that could put a damper on that optimism. Challenges with childcare, school, remote work, dramatic economic losses, food insecurity, and so on, plus the stress of trying to plan towards complete uncertainty.
We're in a tough, tough time.
The coronavirus pandemic has compounded existing challenges while creating new ones, both nationally and within Vermont. Unemployment has spiked. Many Vermont colleges and hospitals that were struggling before are in even more trouble now, and experts say many restaurants and small businesses may never reopen. Nevertheless, Costello is heartened to hear that as many Vermonters are as optimistic about the future of their communities as last year.
And I don't know if that's distinct to Vermont. I'm glad to see it here, and it makes me proud of Vermont.
This recent poll asked another question that was also in a poll last year. The question was, if you were to advise an 18-year-old considering where to build a successful life and career, would you recommend that he or she stay in Vermont or leave Vermont? Michelle Aftuck doesn't have to imagine advising 18-year-olds on this decision. It's her job. She's the guidance counselor at Northfield Middle and High School.
We either have kids at the tech centers working on some kind of specific field and hopefully going on for a certificate after school. And then we have other seniors who are potentially in early college programs, so they're already taking classes at a local university while they're completing their senior year. And then we have other students on campus.
The VPR Vermont PBS poll found that 47% of respondents would advise an 18-year-old to stay in Vermont, while 36% said they wouldn't. The poll has a 4% margin of error. A year ago, the exact same question got near opposite results. More people said they would advise a young person to leave Vermont. Now, 1 year and one pandemic later, the answer has flipped in the state's favor. Guidance counselor Michelle Aftuck says whether her students stay or leave comes down to personal decisions about money, proximity to family, and whether or not what they want to do is available in Vermont. She says about 30% of last year's Northfield graduates left the state.
As far as just leaving Vermont without college, I wouldn't say anybody.
I mean, it would be fun to be out of state for a while, but I feel like I'd always just want to come back to Vermont because it's my home.
That's Jaylen Davidson, an 18-year-old herself and a senior at Northfield. She's planning on college in-state or maybe in Rhode Island. Mostly, she wants to stay.
Being in Vermont, it doesn't really define if you're going to be successful or not. I feel like anywhere, it might be hard to get a job.
Paul Costello from the Vermont Council on Rural Development says the state is looking at a period of intense change.
I think that out of this moment of tremendous pressure, we're going to galvanize a course of action that has transformational potential for the future of Vermont. There are so many fundamental things that we're looking at.
Costello is hopeful about resilience, but he says there's no normal to go back to. For VPR News, I'm Anna Van Dyne.